This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Today is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections. 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts will go to polls in this phase on 11th of November. Our correspondent takes a look on the campaigning in Bihar.
Today, several NDA leaders will campaign in support of the alliance candidates. BJP National President JP Nadda will address election rallies in Goh, in Aurangabad and Patepur in Vaisali districts. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Girraj Singh, along with Rajbhushan Chaudhary, will address election meetings in Sahpur, in Bhojpur. The party's election co-in-charge and Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Keshav Prasad Maurya will also campaign in support of NDA candidates. Meanwhile, the Grand Alliance led by the Rashtriya Janata Dal and Congress is likely to announce its joint strategy and campaign program today. Bihar in charge of Congress, Krishna Allavaru, has said that the entire Grand Alliance is united and it will campaign together. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Indian Railways will run 1,500 special trains over the next 5 days to cater to Chhat festival rush with an average of 300 special trains per day. These trains will be operated in addition to the regular train services. Ministry of Railways said that for the upcoming Chhat Puja and ongoing Diwali season this year, Indian Railways is running a robust special train schedule to manage the festive travel rush. It added that over a duration of 61 days, starting from 1st of October to 30th of next month, more than 12,000 special trains are being operated across the country. Passengers appreciate special arrangements by railways across the country, aiming to enhance experience amid festive rush. The three-day Army Commanders Conference will begin today in Jaisalmer, Rajasthan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the event. During the conference, top Army leadership will review operational preparedness and discuss future security challenges. In Delhi, four wanted criminals from Bihar were killed in an encounter with a joint team of Delhi Police Crime Branch and Bihar Police in Rohini early this morning. Following the gunfight, gangsters Ranjan Pathak, Bimlesh Mahato, Manish Pathak and Aman Thakur were taken to Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar Hospital in Rohini, where they were declared dead. All the gangsters were accused of serious offences in Bihar. Benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, rallied in early trend today. The Sensex advanced 750 points to 85,176, while the Nifty soared 205 points to 26,074 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, buying was seen across all the sectoral indices, including auto, IT, PSU bank and financial services. Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka today. IMD has also forecast thunderstorms with lightning and gusty winds over Lakshadweep, Odisha and Telangana. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, Delhi's air quality index was recorded at 332 at 6 a.m. this morning. The subcommittee of the Commission for Air Quality Management has already imposed graded response action plan GRAP2 restrictions in the National Capital Region. In men's cricket, India were 41 for 2 against host Australia in the second ODI of the three-match series at Adelaide when reports last came in. Earlier, Michelle Marsh won the toss and invited India to bat first. This is a must-win game for Shubman Gill, led men in blue, as a loss would mean they would lose the series as well. Australia kicked off in the three-match ODI series with a comfortable 7-wicket win over India in Perth on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.